Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Eddie Lindenstein. It is, what's the date? October 11th, a couple days before Friday the 13th. So you've been warned. If you're interested in supporting the show, go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast. So these are people all over the world that decided to throw a few bucks in the tip jar, help keep this show on the air for free. For everybody, very much appreciated. There's a few different monetary amounts. We have people that donate $25 a month. We have people that donate $50 a month. We have people that donate $8 a month. Everything truly helps. And Mary just jumped on board since the last episode aired. So thank you, Mary, for becoming a new patron of the show. Also, thank you to Teresa and Albert, Jeff, Julie, Deborah, Daniel, Emily, Elise, Dominic, John, Jason, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Michael, Christina, Julie, Brian, Sarah, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast every single week and month. Very much appreciate you. I got a lot of great feedback on last week's episode, especially from people that had messaged males. Again, I talked a little bit about this last week, but males haven't been interviewed a lot on this show. So it was good feedback in terms of getting from like a male perspective. And this week there's another one. Antonio comes to you from North Carolina, and I'm very excited for him to be on the show. He was actually recommended to me it was recommended to him to send me a message by friend of the show, Jeannie Colwin. So I'm excited to hear Antonio's story. So without further ado, here is Antonio and I. Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Eddie Lindenstein. I come to you with a success story interview. At least I hope that's what this is. Antonio, who is here from North Carolina, and Antonio and I got introduced to each other from friend of the show, Jeannie Colwin. So Antonio, are you there and can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Eddie. Thanks for having me on the podcast and good to connect.
Yeah, Yeah, for sure. It's nice having you here. well, just for starters, like, kind of tell us about yourself, and just more so in like you today, Antonio today, you know, age, if you're cool with saying it, and some of the stuff that you're into and some of the things that you do on the daily, you know, that kind of stuff, the basics for today.
Yeah. So I'm 33 years old. I'm in North Carolina. I've always been on the East Coast. I grew up in a Virginia Beach area, actually. So about 3-hour drive from where I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. But I have two daughters, similar to you. I have a 9-year-old and a about to be 5-year-old at the end of this month.
Awesome.
And I have I love playing sports, so I'm playing in an adult soccer league currently once a week. My oldest is also playing once a week on a soccer league as well in the fall. So we're doing some sports. I know you've coached some of your soccer too. So.
Yeah. I coach a U10 girls team, and just had our practice last night, and then another one tomorrow. And we've been playing really excellent ball the last 3 weeks. It's been really cool to see.
That's awesome. Yeah, my daughter's, I think she's U10 because she's 9.
So yep.
I was actually thinking about that might be another thing that I might be looking to do maybe next year. Into the coaching.
I will tell you that this just popped up on Time Hop not long ago, but prior to getting at, because basically the way that it worked 5 seasons ago was that my wife got a message from a friend who said, hey, my husband's going to be coaching and he needs another coach. He needs like a co-coach to come out. And I knew nothing about the sport. Couldn't even tell you how many kids were to be on the field at one time. And it's grown into a true passion here in season number 5. And I've gotten to know the families so well. And I went and got licensed through U.S. Soccer to coach 7-on-7 and have done done a lot of advanced training in it, and have just come to, I mean, if I could quit my day job and become a youth soccer coach, I'd do it in a heartbeat, but it's not that lucrative there. So we'll just call it a nice side hobby for the moment.
Yeah, I definitely am enjoying the sideline, and just my daughter is like super dedicated to. She's been we had a conflict of time for something one weekend for maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, where like it was going to be really tight for her to go to her game and then go to, I think we were going to a football game since we're in football season. We're North NC State fans over here. My wife's family all went that there. So, but we did both of them, and she was like, "I don't want to miss my game." So I took her to the game, and then we ran over to the football game.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, well, we'll tell. So one thing that always jumps out to me when I interview somebody, male or female, is the age that they're at. And in Dr. John Sarno's books, he talks about this age of responsibility, which is like 30 to 60. And I don't know when your symptoms or whatever we're about to talk about started. I know that mine was right at 30, 30 and a half is kind of when this all really jumped down the tubes. And so tell me about, you sought out Jeannie for something, but I want to go back a little bit. And what sort of pain or symptoms or whatever were you dealing with?
Yeah, for sure. So I started, I'm 33, and it was, I think, exactly the same as you. It was started in 2021. The beginning of 2021 is when the symptoms started. It was very interesting in the sense, like, I didn't have a lot of, like, I know a lot of people talk about, I've had something, I could see it from when I was a child, different things, but I honestly didn't. So I woke up one morning with, like, kind of feeling off, like, with my movement and balance, and I was like, all right, maybe I said something wrong. But then, like, it was 2 weeks later, and then I woke up one morning, and, like, I could barely feel my feet when I woke up.
Wow.
And that kind of, I think sent me into a fear. And I went to, I think it was a Sunday. So instead of going either to the hospital or the urgent care, but kind of went and get vitals and just did some initial tests. And then I think, like, a lot of TMS sufferers and people or that have, an issue that you're not sure what to go, you start going to doctors and start Googling. So that's where my journey for about a year, I seeing a lot of neurologists. It was on one side of the body that I had, like, a very lack of sensation. I can feel, but very, like, off. So it really affected balance. But then I think as time progressed, I also developed, like, temperature sensations, pain shooting through the legs. There's so many, like, lots of internal, like, tremors and almost like spasms a lot. Just not even painful spasms, but they're just like where just would go off all the time. Tried muscle relaxers, but yeah, I went to the neurologist for about 6 to 8 months, where they tested me for, nerve damage, as well as took MRIs of all parts of my body from kind of my request, because I was like, they got to find something. And that's where, at that time, I was like, if they MRI my whole back and my brain, they'll find something.
Now, before you got to that point, did anything, like, catastrophic happen, or this was, like, literally I woke up one day kind of thing?
It was, like, so at that time, but as, as it tends to be, like, now that I can look back, we were in COVID. I had at that time, either first grade or kindergarten, my oldest daughter was doing virtual school. I'm in sales. My wife's a teacher, and she's doing virtual school, and I've got a 2-year-old or maybe 2.5-year-old running around. So there was a lot going on, but I guess in hindsight, I can look at it, but at that time, I was just like, everybody's in COVID. Everybody's at home with their families and juggling this world that we're in at that time. So, but I can look back and say that was was caused a lot of stress, and you could have triggered things.
Yeah. It's interesting. You're in sales. What do you, without giving up or divulging too much, what do you sell, if you're willing to say?
I sell hardware and software, so it's a large company.
Okay, cool. You don't need to tell me which one. maybe offline, if I recall. There is one. It's you don't have to reveal anything, but there is one major software company that is coming to mind that has a North Carolina base that has a color in it that I'm thinking of, but but you don't have to say whether that's you or not. Okay. So now go back to the test, because you said that you're going through the test. They're going to find something, and then I cut you off. So go back to that.
Yeah. So then, so I honestly, I went to like the, you know, you go to the neurologist, is kind of like local to the area. So it was like, it was called Raleigh Neurology. And then they kind of hit, I think once we did a small, a test for small fiber peripheral neuropathy, was a, which is kind of a, now that I look back on it, it was like a long stretch, but at that point I was, you know, in the Googling, and the symptoms were just getting weirder and weirder. And as like, I would look things up, the symptoms would kind of morph into like what those, different things were going on. So, but once they like said to the test that there was nothing found, kind of just said, you know, we have gabapentin, because I was having pain like pretty regularly on like on my my leg, like down my right leg, like a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, you can, we can give you like some gabapentin, and you know, but maybe reduce your stress. And then I kind of was at that point, I was like, it was some, it was summer of 2021, so that was like February beginning. So like that summer, I kind of got into a more functional medicine. I kind of delve into, you know, 6 months of like nutrition, working with a functional medicine doctor in there in North Carolina. Kind of get, they had different pillars, so we looked at supplements, and I went that route. And honestly, I had a lot of hope at the beginning of that. But I didn't see a lot of, like, I didn't see what I was hoping to see, I guess, results.
Yeah.
And, you know, changed my diet to the whole 30. And really, as I look back on that time, I was like, I was so structured on, like, trying to follow, like, because I'm not naturally, like, I kind of eat in moderation. Like, I'm not super one way or the other. Like, I try to eat healthy, but yeah. I'm not going to, you know,
go crazy.
Be super strict on myself. So when I did that, you know, I knew I was making a big sacrifice, but then I look back and I'm like, maybe I was like stressing myself out more. Like, I had to cook separate meals for my family and stuff. Like, I was not eating, you know, any.
What were some of the diet suggestions or the nutrition changes?
So I did the whole 30, like for 30 days.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of, eliminating sugar, dairy. Like, I did a lot of, meats and then vegetables.
Okay.
I drink a smoothie every day and like, meats. So, but, yeah.
So you're going through the diet changes and things like that. That's where we were at.
Yep. And then that's, maybe it was 3 or 4 month program that I started in August of that year, but it was like November, December that really wasn't working. Like, my symptoms were getting worse. I'm, you know, getting closer to a year. I'm starting to like, you know, hit that where, you know, I'm 30 years old, always been active, like had really at that time. But then I can also look back. We had in 2020 or right before the pandemic, 2019, we bought a new house, bought a new car that first, like, you know, we're doing things that are, you know, you think, you know, are great. But then you can look back and say, you know, maybe in my mind, I was stressed about, you know, having a new mortgage and a new car payment and all this stuff. But at that time, you know, I'm like, life is great. I got a new house. I got a new car. But maybe my nervous system's telling me something else.
Yeah, that you're wigging out a little bit.
Responsibilities. So, yeah.
So you kind of go down this. It's interesting. The doctor recommended gabapentin and then and/or stress reduction. So you're going down sort of that right path. What happened to that? But you did the whole 30 thing. I'm assuming that didn't provide like a lasting result. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking. So. What sort of measures, or how did you eventually get to like kind of all in, not necessarily on the stress thing, but like all in on this being more of a mind body issue and not something that a pill or a diet can solve?
Yeah. So I think, then finally that winter of that year, I started getting into podcasts, but it was kind of weird. I really dove in. Like, I feel like I became like a biologist, or like learning about the body so much, because I was listening to those kind of like neuro, like getting into every single, like, you know, how, you know, sensitivity and what different parts of the brain stimulate what part of the hands and stuff, like, because I mean, those were where my symptoms were. So I was into podcasts along that line to see, you know, some stuff like learning. But then I think through that, I came in, I can credit Nicole Sachs at Cure for Chronic Pain, that popped up. the podcast, and I, you know, I was having a lot of pain at that time. So I said, let me listen. Let me check it out. And that was the first kind of getting the ear out. And I got interested in that, this route of TMS in Mind Body through her podcast, and then expanding out to, you know, there's a lot of resources out there, and your podcast as well. You know, listening and learning.
Now everybody's like voices are a little bit different in this. What about like, you don't need to cite specific examples. That'd be probably pretty tough, but what about Nicole's messaging specifically kind of jumped out at you that you identified with?
Yeah, I think it was really interesting, like, because it opened up so many things that I hadn't thought about as a parent and stuff. I think that was the first connection. Obviously, she's got all of her children, and she spoke, you know, very vulnerably and very real about being a parent. And it really, you know, I was connecting with that, because obviously outside of that, I think I had listened to other things about people that were like, I got to the point where I was like, maybe like if I had like a less stressful job and I didn't have two young kids, I could, you know, spend like throw myself into this work and I would be better and like, you know, very quickly.
Yeah.
That was kind of like my thought, but I was like, you know, and then hearing you as well, like with the kids aspect, you know, seeing that side and that perspective really, you know, spoke to me, you know, specifically.
Yeah. So where were some of the connections that you were making in your life? And this is a question I'm always curious about too, is like, you had kind of those issues that began in 2021, you know, you woke up, couldn't feel your feet. You had more of an issue on one side than the other. So like, these are very physical, real, likely scary symptoms that are happening. But when you think about like prior to 2021, were there things that were in isolation maybe that either kept popping up for you physically, or any sort of symptoms really of any kind that now you can link to being a mind-body problem?
If there was, it was far, far and few in between. Another one that popped up after, which I, you know, if somebody that hasn't had like a lot of anxiety or overwhelm or that, you know, physical reaction to stress, like I started having those at that summertime. And that was, you know, so I'm dealing physically, and then I'm also dealing with the mental, and, you know, and that's where now that, yeah, where I sit now, you know, or I've kind of put it all together, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, they all, you know, they all connect. So,
yeah.
And then it's like, I think there was like, I was so, like when I was doing the functional medicine, I was like, I would have so many days of like mental overwhelm, and I'm just like, you know, in pain and just like, you know, upset about it. And then just feeling like there's so many aspects of life outside of, you know, where I was specifically, like with the responsibilities as a father, you know, to provide. And it was just, I was just, when you're feeling like you can't, like you've mentally and physically are unable to do the task that you've always been able to do your whole life, it's like, it can really take a toll on you. And so I think that was another really difficult part of the journey, but it was a part that as I got more familiar, I was able to kind of use tools and find a way to get better and you know, find hope.
Are there and I want to get to the breath work session here in a little bit, but were there any things that you were, because it sounds like a lot of the remedy for you was more in like actualization or self-actualization or more of like introspection. Was there anything that you did as like a daily or regular practice that really spoke to you and helped you out?
Yeah. So I definitely, when I started doing meditating, was one of the ones that actually I felt started, like I started seeing shifts on it once I started meditating regularly. I tried like cold showers, which I still do. We'll experiment with like the cold exposure and heat exposure, but it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
But meditation was one that I enjoyed, and then breath work, as you said, we'll get into. That was once I found Jeannie, and actually off of your podcast, when I think she guest hosted. It was February of 2022. You probably remember.
Yep.
You might remember that. I think I'm right on it. It was February. Might have been February 2022 that she did a little mini breath work session.
Yep. Yeah, that sounds right.
And I listened to that, and then I started meditating and doing breath work like every morning before I like just got going. And it definitely helped with that overwhelm and the stress. And I could see just like shifts in kind of my mindset for the day. So that was good. And that, as you said, we connected through Jeannie. So at that point, we're talking like November, December. I think November or December is where I heard Nicole Sachs first. So then we're in February. So that kind of winter time, I kind of spent a lot of time what you know, my type of personality, I feel like that just like soaking up as much information. I think I heard you on something saying, you know, how you were trying to find a motorcycle helmet for a long time.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to see, what should I do with therapy? Should I try it? And I was also, and it might be the, you know, the male and the ego, we talk about it. They talk about in the work, but I was like, there shouldn't be any reason that I can't, you know, learn from all these podcasts and like do this by myself, like with all these tools. And that's kind of where I was working with that winter time. But something about Jeannie and that breathwork session, like I just feel like her story resonated with me, and that's kind of where I connected with her in early 2022. So
yeah, that's great. What kind of things have you, tell me about maybe some of the ways that you've kind of, you know, if you can, you have yourself in this chair, we record this October 10th of 2023. When you look back to like the weeks and months leading up to when you woke up and, you know, you couldn't feel your feet and like your body's feeling all jacked up, and then you're going to get tested for nerve damage and all this stuff. Like, what were some of the things that were going on, if you feel comfortable saying, and maybe there's not specific events and maybe it's just more the magnitude of the moment, because I was a parent to two young kids during a pandemic that shut everything down around us. So I can certainly empathize with that. What sort of things were going on around you that likely contributed to your nervous system just saying, hell no, Antonio, like we're not going there right now?
I honestly think like the weird thing is, like I told you, like I started like feeling stress physically. I think I just, anytime I had dealt with stress, like a lot of people around me before I like this kind of happened, I would like not like, I think I wouldn't express emotions like very, very, you know, well. So that being said, I believe just giving myself a lot during that time and not, you know, giving anything to myself, you know, I really, looking back, I think that's kind of where everything stemmed from.
Yeah.
My body was like, you need to do something for yourself, because I was honestly like, at that time, I wasn't in sales. I have my degree in economics. So I was actually doing like a more data analyst role at the beginning in 2020, 2021. But so I was actually working, like I would like help with everything during the day, and then I would like work at like night. Like I was working probably like 4 PM east, like till 11. And then doing it again, and like basically like almost caretaking for my kids and helping them, and then working.
Yeah,
like it was a lot. So I mean, and I'm sure a lot of other people did it, but I think my there was no time for self care, just doing things that you know, that will bring me joy and happiness. You
yep.
know,
yep,
to seek it. So
yeah, I definitely get that. Well, and even like, I mean, one of the things, gosh, I can't remember where I had either read this or heard this, but something I was listening to recently was talking about almost like diminishing our own experience. Like you would just, I'm sure it's like a subconscious thing, but you know, you're talking about this experience that you're having that's difficult. However, one of the things that you tag on to that just now, probably don't even like hear yourself doing it, but you're saying like other people had it just as bad. And that almost implies you like, you know, you probably have these feelings on the inside, but you're almost like beating yourself up for having those feelings because other people either have it the same or worse. And people listening to this, like, it's very easy to do that. There's lots of really awful things going on in the world right now that began this week, or at least got really bad this week.
Right.
But at the same time, also, like, it's still your experience. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that for sure. I appreciate it.
What's, you know, you today, like, what are some things, maybe like just some lessons or ways to which you just kind of generally handle life or situations or stress or the burdens of life differently now that if you and I talked 3 years ago, you handled them differently? Like in what way? Like, you know, Antonio 2023 versus Antonio 2020, if you will.
Yeah. I've definitely used this analogy with Jeannie a lot. And like when I was really working with Jeannie, I believe like in 2020, I was on like I considered autopilot. I was just like going through day to day and just doing what I had to do. And now I'm a lot more aware and present, or try to be. I can't say we're always there.
Yeah.
But you know, I make a, you know, intention to be more aware. Like I've definitely noticed just even lately, like being, when I try to set the intention to be present with my kids in the morning, like I used to, it was very difficult, you know, morning routines and just different things that was very stressful for me. And now, like, I feel like I try to, like this morning, it was a prime example. My wife had an early meeting for teachers and I had to take both of the kids, my youngest to preschool, mother's to school. And I was just like being silly with them and they were happy. We had like music on in the background. Like we got out early. Like it was like everything was lining up.
And yeah.
It was nice. It's like when you get out the door and everybody's happy. Start the day, that's all you can ask for, right?
Yeah, I definitely hear that. I mean, it's still like it's still challenging even to kind of take a step back and realize that kind of stuff in the moment too. Like even there was a, I don't know, maybe it was 3.5 or 4 months ago where my wife kind of had this like pretty serious conversation with me about I getting almost like a little bit too amped up or worried or not. Angry is not the right word, but like things just making me upset or sort of driving me, just making me more upset than maybe they should. Taking things too seriously, if you will, especially as it relates to my kids and kind of the expectation of them, not necessarily trying to get them to be perfect, but almost like expecting a little bit too much out of them and not understanding that, hey, like, you know, none of like one of the things that she says a lot to me, and it's great that she says this, kind of helps put things back in perspective. But like the things that we're stressed about right now, whether it be our kids or our job or whatever, like how much of that shit are we going to remember in 10 years? And probably not a lot of it. You know what I mean?
It's true. Yeah. Like, I mean, even lately, like I talked to my wife, cause we've had a busy, like summertime was a little bit like more laid back. She was off. And then once like September hit and we're like, you know, a month and a half year, and it's like, the pace of our life has changed.
Yeah.
And like I told her like the other week, I was like, I know that I need to find some time to incorporate some more self-care, like into myself. And like, I want to do that for you. So we just got to kind of help each other do that. And when we see like a very busy, like stretch of like a week or two, you know, my wife's very, very good at bringing perspective and just say, you know, it's got to be one day at a time. Like that's, you know, do the best for that day. And I think that, that helps.
Well, I think it's dope that you do the adult soccer league. I think that's awesome. Is that something that you've done for, like, have you done that for a long time, or is that just something you've picked up in the last couple of years?
Yeah, so I played soccer for forever, and then I was doing an adult league when for a good while. Like I said, I was very active, so that was another thing. But back to doing it over the summer again, like in the league, but I was playing, you know, pretty regularly, like a fall, spring season when I first came to Raleigh like 10 years ago and, you know, probably for 3 or 4 years. And then I think once my closer to when my second daughter was born, the time got a little bit shorter. So I didn't get to do commit to that. But that's why I kind of realized, you know, I wanted to get back to committing for it because that's something that I enjoy. And like, it's like my peace and my my time.
That's so awesome. Yeah, that's
nice. Awesome. And also, like, the other thing is, like, I remember, like, when I was in the thick of it, it was like like working out. Like I was actually in pretty good shape, and like I was working out pretty regularly, like playing tennis with people, getting in like a day, like a workout, like once or twice a week, like an organized workout, like we do it through our neighborhood and stuff. But like I was doing that, and so it was very difficult. Like I remember like that spring and like going into the summer when all of my symptoms started in 2021, because my friends were like texting me and saying, you know, hey, you know, come to the workout, come do this. And like I was like ashamed to like tell people, because I didn't obviously know what was, I don't know if ashamed is the word, but I like didn't know what was going on. So I was just kind of like, I was just kind of not committing or like saying I can't come.
Yeah.
You know, my closer friends, you know kind of what's going on, but you know, the general people that, you know, I was working out with were like, you know, kind of could see that I was always working out, and then all of a sudden for like almost a year, like very rarely did. So
what did, that brings up a good, maybe as we kind of like round third here towards the end of this, but, that's a curiosity from me that I have for you is, the friends of yours, like that knew that something was going on. And then you kind of have this like, you know, pretty dramatic turnaround, and then you're back being active again. What was some of the feedback from your buddies on this?
Yeah, no, they were happy. Like it's kind of, I think as guys, like none of them, there was maybe one or two that kind of asked about it, but I think they were just, they've all kind of embraced me coming back around and like, you know, happy for it. Cause at that time I just felt like left out. A few of them that did ask, you know, I did get like, you know, they said, did you have the doctors ever find, you know, what was the case? And I was like, honestly, I think it had a lot to do with, you know, my stress levels and just the way, like, you know, mentally and emotionally I was reacting to things.
Yeah.
You know, and most of the time you say that, the conversation kind of ends. I don't think that they have any other questions.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hey, Antonio, this is really great insight. Thank you for being here. Any final things you want or need to get off your chest before we depart?
A few things I was thinking about. So while we've been having the conversation,
yeah.
I know I told you, so I found the TMS, but before that, something I had scheduled before that, I had scheduled to go to the doctor to Duke. So I live close to Duke. Like there's it's a great healthcare system in this area that I live in. So, you know, you think of Duke as, you know, a very good institution.
Of course.
And I was like, you know, maybe Duke will, you know, find something that I have something, you know, a weird and heavy metal in me. I don't know. You know, I was thinking all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Still. And so I, either January or February of 2022, I think it might have been January because it was before I worked with Jeannie. But I went and did a few things with Duke and did some testing. And I still didn't find anything. So, like, what I kind of wanted to say was I never got diagnosed with, you know, chronic – I never got diagnosed with anything.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know. Like, mysterious symptoms, that's what TMS is. But it's, like, kind of – I know when I talked to Jeannie and, like, was looking to work with her, I was like, but nobody – like, everybody's got diagnoses. Like, people got this and that. And what I wanted to emphasize to your audience and everything is like if there's people out there that, you know, you're in that medical or you're looking at TMS, you know, everybody's in different parts of their journey. But, you know, just because you don't have a diagnosis or, you know, people can't figure it out, you know, don't give up, you know, hope, because, you know, you just got to keep looking. There's lots of avenues. Obviously, the TMS and the mind body connection is great,
substantial,
great,
yeah,
to explore. Yeah,
yeah, awesome. Well, I'm glad you added that last part about Duke. I think that's important too, is that, and people that are listening to this are likely not somebody that has only seen one doctor and they, you know, they have no idea about mind body syndrome and stuff like that. The people that are listening to this are most likely people that are fairly educated or at least on the peripheral educated about this stuff, and yeah. That is a challenge, is that it's like we search for something. I mean, even when like I hurt my shoulder really bad 8 years ago, I was just searching for a diagnosis. That was like the holy grail. Get me a diagnosis. And in the end, like, what did that really give me? It gave me something to label it, but that doesn't really help with me getting better or feeling better or anything like that. So like Antonio said, like, even if you don't have a diagnosis to put under it, your experience is still like you're hurting. And so what can you do about that hurting? And it's nice that you continue to advocate for yourself and went down the right path. And, you know, the great thing now is like you have probably the world's most powerful tool in your tool chest for you, but also for your two daughters. Because this is the kind of stuff that, you know, you can teach them as they continue to age and get old. I mean, our 9-year-olds are just, I'm sure that you experience this. I call mine a tween. Because she's like nine going on, you know, 15 or 16.
Oh, then we definitely can talk off air about that. Yeah, definitely. And my 9-year-old, and that's the thing is like they're at the ages where, you know, they definitely know how. And that's the thing is like I'm learning. I've learned from them. They know how to express their emotions.
Yep.
Or they can get them out. But just I guess finding the healthy ways and showing, you know, when they are get overwhelmed, you know, ways we can work with ourselves. So, and the other thing is I want to let people know, which I know everybody's, like I said this just a minute ago, everybody's at different stages. And like when I came across TMS, like I was ready. And I know some people come and I've heard so many people like get interviewed and say, you know, I heard about John Sarna. I did read you know, John Sarna's books as well through the process. But, you know, I found the book and then I threw it on somewhere and didn't pick it up for 6 months. So everybody's like the timing is like everybody's timing is a little bit different. But I think once you're ready and you start, you know, embracing the mind body tools and the different experts and people out there studying it, that, you know, there's so much to lifelong stuff. It's once you get, it's like it's a continued journey. Like I still, you know, there's definitely some, I'll have difficult days, I'll have stressful days. So even though I don't have daily symptoms and pain, and I still can have that. And I think what I have is I have the proof that, you know, that I've, you know, so many people have recovered. I feel good, you know, most of the time. So if I'm feeling down, you know, just remembering, hey, this time, I think Nicole Sachs talks about, you know, this too shall pass, you know, like spend some time with yourself and just, you know, like if there's difficult moments, just giving yourself that compassion and just, yeah.
For sure.
We got to do that.
Awesome. Well, keep in touch, you know, via email and stuff. And I'm excited for other people around the world to hear this, particularly males. I'm very excited for them to hear that. But yeah, hey, Antonio, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, thanks, Eddie, for having me on here. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Have a good day.